right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got an update for you on one of the embattled contractors in our area. As well as the other crime thing. You just heard a little bit of it right there at WEAR. So first, let's get started with the top three stories. So President Biden has hosted the Philippines President Ferdinando Marcos Jr. as China tensions grow. And he tried to reassure President Marcos that the United States will support him if things escalate further with China in the South China Sea. So the Philippines, I was in the Philippines when Hong Kong went back to Chinese rule. And I remember there's a lot of concern that when that happened, that they were afraid that China would just try to go ahead and expand their empire further by invading Taiwan, by invading Thailand, by invading China, the Philippines. And so there's a lot of concern back then. That was, you know, like 20 something years ago that Hong Kong went back to China, Chinese rule. And so there's been tension for a long time building it, but now with what they've been doing with Taiwan and everything, it's definitely gotten a little bit more intense. And the United States has actually been holding joint drills with the Philippines in the South China Sea now. Starting to develop that a little bit further. 200 officers now are involved with the manhunt for the Texas suspect accused of killing five of his neighbors after they asked him to stop shooting his rifle in the yard. Happened in Cleveland, Texas, which is north of Houston. Authorities now are offering $80,000 for any information on this suspect as they are not able to find him. JP Morgan Chase is taking over the failed bank, First Republic Bank. We talked about First Republic Bank on Friday, how FDIC was taking them over. And so they took them over and they implemented the sale with JP Morgan Chase, the largest bank in America. And FDIC is going to lose about $14 million on this. And they gave a $50 million loan to JP Morgan Chase to help with the takeover. So that's the top three stories for you right here on News Radio 923. One of the other stories we've been covering off and on is that there's another balloon that has been spotted over Hawaii this time. And now it is slowly moving over the Pacific Ocean towards Mexico. And I was saying, looking at pictures from it, it does look very similar to the one that flew over the United States that, you know, we shot down eventually. And it was, and turns out it did have sensitive information that it was gathering. Right now, U.S. intelligence says that this spy balloon over Hawaii did not go over any sensitive areas and is no threat. And of course, we've had a few texts about it saying, how do they know it's not a threat if they have, you know, if they don't even know exactly what it is and where it came from or anything like that? Good question. And then we got another text says, well, China's not the only one using these spy balloons. It sent me a link that of the United States spy balloons against China and Russia. And yeah, we talked about this back when the other one happened. We talked about that quite a bit, that China's not the only one that uses spy balloons. We do as well. And we use spy balloons, we use spy drones, we use, you know, stealth drones and all kinds of other things. We're all spying on each other. That's not the point. The point isn't like, how dare they spy on us? The point is when we see that they spy on us and we don't shoot that sucker down, that's the point. Like, hey, you can try to spy on us, but we're going to shoot your crap down. That's what it's supposed to be. Instead, the president allowed that sucker to fly all the way across the United States. And it's like, oh, boy. So all we can hope is that it was not relaying information back to China, and that, which I find it highly unlikely. It probably was relaying information back because, the idea is like this thing's floating out there, and I think eventually it just like dies. So what's the use unless it's relaying information back? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing, I-10 and I-110, showing no major slowdowns. We have no accidents to report on 29. That's north and southbound throughout Pensacola, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And when it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
So this came out just a little bit ago. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, wrote a letter to congressional leaders on Monday saying that the drop-dead date to raise the debt ceiling will be June 1st. So this, that the United States will no longer be able to pay all of our outstanding obligations June 1st. So we have exactly a month for them to come up with the debt ceiling, you know, whatever it is that they're going to do. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Contractor Matthew Banks. So he and his brother, brother-in-law, they're the two embattled contractors who have allegedly stole millions of dollars from local residents as they took money to do jobs and then either never started or never finished the jobs and oftentimes left the jobs in disarray. So Matthew Banks is the one that he was indicted by a grand jury just last month on racketeering, aggravated white-collar crime, organized fraud, and tampering with evidence. So now he apparently has broken the terms of his pretrial release, broken the terms of his bond. He committed new offenses of workers' compensation fraud and tampering with evidence. So with these new offenses, a judge has ruled that booked him in jail for these new offenses and revoked his bond. So now he has to await trial in jail. Because broke the pretrial things right there. So, yeah, there's a I've seen a lot of comments online about this. Like, I can't believe they let him out of jail anyway with him and JC Lacoste because these guys will just keep scanning people or and things like this. However, at the same time, it's like if they owe people a lot of money, how are they going to pay them back any kind of money at all if they're in jail? I guess the idea, so I saw somebody actually made that comment online and somebody responded to it. And basically the response to that was confiscate all their assets. So I think what people are assuming is these two contractors just took all this money from people and have just been living high on the hog, buying a bunch of fancy boats and fancy cars and fancy houses and, you know, all kinds of other stuff. And so they're like, hey, just go seize all their assets. They have millions of dollars of assets. And looking at some of these things, I don't think these guys have millions of dollars of assets. They might have a few $100,000 worth of assets, but I don't even know if those are paid for free and clear. Like their houses and stuff, those probably aren't even paid for free and clear. I don't know what these guys did with their money, how they blew it. But it doesn't look like they have millions of dollars of assets to seize and pay back people. But I could be wrong. Maybe they do. And I'm sure that's what part of this trial is going to be about. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Final story here. A sad story, but a woman has finally been arrested for the pit bull attack that killed a guy in February. I'm not going to go into the details about it. It is pretty gruesome, but she had three dogs that attacked this guy. The things that are outrageous is that I guess she came outside, saw the dogs attacking the guy. Like, he was on the ground and the dogs are attacking him. They're her dogs. So usually dogs will listen to the owner. And a neighbor who saw it and was like yelling at the dogs to stop. And of course, the dogs were just ignoring her. She saw the owner and she said, get, you know, have your dog stop. And she said, they're not my dogs. And she ran into her car and left the scene. Like, say what? And then the reason why it's taken so long for them to arrest this lady, this happened in February. The reason why it took so long to arrest her is because she got arrested for like a couple days later for a drug charge and has been dealing with that thing. And so it's like, oh my gosh. And so just a terrible situation like that. I hate when I hate hearing these types of things. And of course, once again, it's going to give the pit bulls a bad reputation. Everybody's gonna be like, see, the pit bull's a dangerous dog. And it's a dangerous owner. She probably was fighting these dogs. They probably were in dog fights, and or whoever she got them from, they probably were in dog fights. And so they were trained to be aggressive. And what's even, and what's crazy is that apparently the police reported today, Sheriff Chip Simmons reported today these dogs had been reported on in the past of trying to bite people, like bite people's ankles and stuff who were going by on their bikes and everything. And it's like, good grief. So these dogs already had a history of aggression. And then when she left the scene where they're attacking somebody, it's just crazy. So she's been arrested now. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here tomorrow night on, not here, but at Bands on the Beach, you've got Jesse Ritter taking the stage at 7 o'clock, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, President Biden is set to meet with top congressional lawmakers later this month to discuss the debt ceiling. Reports say Biden called House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other leaders Monday to invite them to the White House on May 9th. At least 6 people dead and 30 injured after a dust storm piled up in Illinois today near Springfield on Interstate 55. Crews still there. Police say 40 to 60 cars were involved in crashes this afternoon, several engulfed in flames as well. J.P. Morgan Chase purchasing most assets of First Republic Bank. The FDIC took control of the failing First Republic Bank and launched a competitive auction over the weekend, with New York's J.P. Morgan winning the deal. And American Airlines pilots are moving closer to a strike. The Allied Pilots Association announced that 96% of its 15,000 members voted on whether or not to authorize a strike last month. 99% of participants said yes. Bobby?
Interesting right there. So do you think we're going to, because they're saying it could be midnight tonight even, that they could go on strike.
Yeah. Now, I believe in this particular one, the pilots would allow a strike to take place, but they would still be working.
Yeah,
so
I heard that.
I don't know.
They said that their union was encouraging them to keep working. Like, then that's not really
that's
a strike.
Not, yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah, the whole point of a strike is we're not going to work.
It's more of a strongly worded letter than a strike.
Don't make me shake my fist at you.
Right. Now, the Writers Guild, I mean, they're also in negotiation. I believe that one is a deadline of like midnight tonight as well.
Oh, okay. Wow, so both of them going on right there. So let's see if it affects Hollywood or Tinseltown at all.
Yeah.
Not really sure. Maybe they'll get something done. Gracie, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes also showing no delays. Cervantes is clear through the curve onto Scenic Highway, and Summit Boulevard also not showing any accidents. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's a traffic line number. And this traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small businesses, remote learners, workers, and even teachers and parents. You can explore more at your local Staples store. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I was going to hit our Florida legislative update, but Elizabeth Warren made me mad, so I'm going to talk about Elizabeth Warren next on News Radio 92.3.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Real quick here. So Elizabeth Warren is upset over the latest bank bailout. So First Republic Bank is the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. It's San Francisco-based. It's a regional bank in San Francisco area. Well, Silicon Valley Bank was also a regional bank in that same area. This is the third bank to fail. And so she's saying we need more bank regulations. We got to, on and on. So she's upset over the bank failure and how it's using taxpayer dollars to bail it out. And I agree. Like I'm like, yeah, don't bail them out. Particularly these. We just had the earnings reports from banks all across America. And most banks actually were having record profits because of the higher inflation and the higher interest rates. It's actually making banks, they're making money hand over fist. So what's wrong with these other ones? All these other banks are making a ton of money. So why would you bail out the ones that are doing a bad job? Oh, well, here's the thing. These banks focus on making sure that they invest in diversity, equity, and inclusion causes. These banks focus on investing their money in climate change causes and things like that. Those banks are failing. And so it's not a bank problem. It's not like an industry problem. It's a mindset problem. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming up here in just a couple minutes, we've got your sports hit where we'll be covering the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball, as well as top stories in sports as well. And then we also have today's sign of the apocalypse after that. So I want to get in top three stories. The President Biden, you heard it right there on Fox News, President Biden hosted the Philippines President Ferdinando Marcos Jr. and tried to reassure him as China tensions grow. 200 officers now are in the manhunt for the Texas suspect accused of killing five of his neighbors. Authorities are offering $80,000 for any information as they don't have any leads right now. And JP Morgan Chase has taken over the failed First Republic Bank after the FDIC took it over on Friday. So we were just talking about that. Elizabeth Warren upset over the bank fallout, saying, you know, remember, she was really instrumental in implementing bank regulations after the last bank bailouts. And in 2008? No, before that. Yeah, somewhere around there. So she's upset. This is the second large bank bailout in the United States, costing taxpayer dollars. I agree. So don't do it. I mean, stop doing it. I saw this article from Reuters from the AP that says, many Democrats aren't arguing that the Biden administration should have let them fail. Many are concerned that the current spate of bank rescues points to financial stability concerns. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Why are Democrats not arguing that he shouldn't have let it fail? They should be. After all, we just had the earnings reports from many, many banks all around the country, and a lot of them are having record profits because of inflation. All right, sorry, I did it again. Record profits because of the higher interest rates. And so, we're getting a couple banks failing. Here's the reality. The banks that are failing, SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, and now First Republic Bank, are both based out of like the San Francisco area. And with that, I hate to point it out, but it's the facts. It's heavily liberal policies in those areas, and those banks were influenced by those liberal policies. They were investing in diversity, equity, and inclusion causes. They were investing in climate change causes. After all, we covered how Silicon Valley Bank had a diversity upper management, but no financial risk manager. And so they were more interested in causes than financial security. And that's why these banks went down. And so, no, they should not be bailed out. And in fact, and other banks who are doing this should learn their lesson really quick and go, okay, so let's get back to financial responsibility instead of financial utopia, where they're investing in all these very risky investments. of diversity, equity, and inclusion. They care more about what they're investing in as far as the cause than the financial responsibility of it for their. So I look at it and go, look, you're banking with a bank like that. That's your money at risk. And I'm sorry, they shouldn't be bailed out. Like, stop banking with those kinds of places. They need to learn. They need to learn their lesson. How are we going to learn lessons of business things when you're just going to get bailed out? There isn't a small business owner here in Pensacola area who's going to get bailed out if they make bad decisions. Why is it any different with this? It's bullcrap. I hate it so much. And the fact that Elizabeth Warren is upset, going, we got to crack down on the industry. The industry is not a problem. Liberal policies and banks that follow liberal policies are the problem. That's what the problem is. It's two banks that have followed very strong, like Elizabeth Warren style policies and doing what she wants them to do. They're the ones that are failing. That's the problem. Oh, boy. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, but back to this shooter, the Texas shooter situation. Real quick, Governor Greg Abbott struck down today. He struck down any kind of talk about the shooter being an illegal immigrant or anything like that. And he just struck it down. Said we shouldn't be getting into any of that kind of stuff. Well. Then, by the way, now we got, I was saying before it was $50,000. Now it's up to $80,000 fine. I just refreshed it. So he brought this up and says that the people that that were shot, the shooter, they were illegal immigrants, not living here legally. I just saw this report. The alleged shooter has been deported 5 times. And just keeps coming back. That's like, what? Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, I saw somebody else saying Lauren Boebert wore a shirt today promoting AR-15s or something like that. And they go, whoa, how insensitive. She wore this shirt of an AR-15 the same day there was a mass shooting. Well, how is that insensitive? That's only insensitive to the people who think guns are a problem. that guns did this. The people who think that guns did this, then they're the idiots and it's offensive to them, but that's it. Because it's not offensive to wear a pro firearm anything on a day that there's any kind of shooting. Now, if you want to have a anti-illegal immigration thing, well, all right, maybe you have an argument there. If you want to have an anti or a pro mental health thing, okay. If you want to have a pro, hey, love one another and do unto others you want to have as you have them do unto you, yeah, okay. I mean, like, there's all kinds of things. But if somebody being offended because guns don't cause this problem, insensitive people do, mental health does, and in this case, probably just an evil person who's just a bad guy. Just bad guy. Doesn't care about life. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout our area, as well as 29 Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads or you see an accident, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRickyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So coming up here, well, actually, let's go ahead and get our sports hit. Sorry.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA's on NBA TV tonight. NBA's on TNT tonight. And let's see where the update is right now, because the big breaking news that came out just a little bit ago is game one in between the 76ers and the Boston Celtics. Joel Embiid will not be playing. He's out with a knee injury. He might be back for game two, but definitely out for game one. And right now, the Boston Celtics are leading by 5 points against the 76ers. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Then at 9 o'clock on TNT will be the Phoenix Suns against the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets lead that series 1-0. NHL hockey, there's only one game on tonight. The Rangers play the New Jersey Red Devils in a big game 7. So the winner will advance in that one. That is on at 7 o'clock and is played in New Jersey. Then in baseball, the Atlanta Braves won the first game of a doubleheader against the Mets, but they lost the second game. And then the Guardians are beating the Washington Nationals 2-1 right now. Yankees lead the Cleveland Guardians. Wait, so the Cubs lead the Washington Nationals 2-1. The Guardians are getting beat by the Yankees 2-0. The Blue Jays are beating the Red Sox 3-2. Coming up at 7:10 on FS1, the Giants are going to be playing the Houston Astros. In sports news, the star player for the Phillies, Bryce Harper, has been cleared to return after just 159 days of Tommy John surgery. At the beginning of the season, they were already talking about how he might not be back until the halfway point of the season, and now here he's been cleared. Kentucky Derby favorite Forte will break from the 15th position, and that Kentucky Derby is coming up this weekend. A college baseball player was hit by a stray bullet in a game today. He's expected to be okay, but kind of they have no idea where the bullet came from. Calgary Flames. Over in NHL hockey, they fired their head coach after 3 seasons. Number one draft pick Bryce Young is with the Panthers. And Frank Reich says he's going to have to earn the QB1 role. It's not going to be just given to him. The Bills have gone ahead and signed Latavius Murray after passing on running backs in the draft. And the Giants are going to reconvene talks with their running back, Saquon Barkley. That's your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, a University of West Florida professor is helping with finding out if you have basically it's an early way of detecting Alzheimer's. He's working with Brown University, and what he says will be in a very inexpensive and easily accessible way to do a cognitive test that will determine whether or not you are going to have Alzheimer's. It's a test for people in their 40s, 50s, and obviously 60s. And if successful in their clinical trials that they're doing this summer, then it would just need FDA approval. But they're saying it can't really prevent the disease. But if you know somebody's at risk and that you've got early onset Alzheimer's, that you can pursue treatment in order to kind of slow it all down and extend your life longer. So pretty cool coming from a UWF professor. I got that from WEAR-TV. Then speaking of Alzheimer's, U.S. Congress, they just basically gave themselves a raise. Hey, it's really tough out there, you know, with inflation. Everybody's struggling trying to pay bills and things like that. So members of Congress just voted themselves more money. They didn't technically give themselves a pay raise. What they did was they gave themselves automatic reimbursements for lodging and food while they're in DC, which is where they are most of the time. So they get $258 a night for lodging, $79 a day for meals, even if they don't spend a dime. Like, it's just automatic reimbursement. So if you go get a hotel while you're in there and you're spending $150 a night, you're still going to get $258 a night. If you're spending on food $28 a day, you're still going to get $79 a day no matter what. And so this is going to be an extra $34,000 a year in tax dollars going to each legislator who's already making a minimum $176,000 a year. Yeah, it'd be nice if we could just vote ourselves a pay raise every now and then, huh? It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse here is our tax dollars, your mine, are going to the National Institutes of Health, where they've set up a new grant to study the effect of testicle removal on men as young as 18 years old and what the long-term cardiovascular health would be. What in the what? Your my tax dollars going in to study basically people who transition to female. and by removing their testicles and taking estrogen and things like that. And they want to know, what is the cardiovascular, the long-term cardiovascular impact on this? I don't want my tax dollars going to that. If somebody wants to do that to themselves, then whatever the consequence may be, let them do it. No matter what you tell them, well, if you do this, your cardiovascular health's going to decline dramatically. What, do you think that's going to change their mind? Oh, I guess I'm not a girl now. Like what? Like the whole thing is they think that they are a female trapped in a male body. And you're like, no, you're not. And you're like, yes, I am. You don't know. Ah! And they get all triggered. And now you do this study and you go, well, what's the long-term health impact of you removing your testicles? And they come back and they go, oh, it's horrendous. Your health is going to decline dramatically. And what's going to happen? Now all of a sudden somebody goes, so I thought I was a girl trapped in a male's body, but I guess I'm not, because your study shows that my health is going to decline dramatically. No, it doesn't matter. Don't do this test with taxpayer dollars. This is why the National Institutes of Health needs to be defunded. It's stupid stuff like this over and over and over that they're just blowing billions of dollars a year. It's stupid. And so I just don't get it. And the reason why they're starting the study, by the way, is because from private sector studies, they've already determined that it appears that trans women, which biological man who's cut off their testicles, appear to have greater risk for cardiovascular disease and blood clots. So there you go. It's like, you already know it. There's already a private sector thing going on. Why are you spending taxpayer dollars trying to do this even further? I don't get it. I don't like it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Actually, let's get traffic on the fives real quick. Wait, we just did traffic, did we? I don't know. I'm lost.
Really,
let's
quick,
just do another traffic update.
Really quick traffic. There's no traffic really to report. I-10 and I-110 look good. Perfect. If you see something on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111.
All right. Let's get a quick break. Come back here with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Call right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to Joe Ford real quick in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, first responders on the scene near Springfield, Illinois on I-55 after a deadly pile-on due to a dust storm. Between 40 and 60 cars involved, at least 6 people dead. 2 Democratic mayors pleading with the governor of Texas to stop busing migrants to their cities. They are Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and New York City's Eric Adams. And the U.S. military tracking a mysterious balloon that flew across parts of Hawaii, slowly moving towards Mexico, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Auto manufacturers are starting to re-implement buttons and knobs on car stereos. Apparently, the consensus is we don't like the touchscreens where everything is managed through the touchscreen monitor. So manufacturers are starting to add back the buttons, and I agree. I like the touchscreens, but not having everything on the touchscreen. I like having a knob still that I can turn the volume up real fast, real quick. Pensacola right now, Bobby Dawson. 2.3, 95.3.